So, I would like to ask you, this is another last game, so back to summer. But how many of you have been to Trentino? Oh, one, two, three, look at that. Marco Evangelista, look at that. Anna Maria Sorrentino. And then, Barry.
Yes.
Who want to say something, any special memory? I don't want to, you know, listen, Trentino is beautiful, you know, the food is beautiful, the wine is beautiful. So, an experience that you had, or something that catch your mind, your heart. Somebody. Oh, Lim, Lona.
Improvviso, l'avrei fatto in italiano, but I would prefer to do it in Italian. All I'm going to say is most of my experiences in the Netherlands were a little bit over geographically, but somebody has to say, I missed the very first part. So if you were adulating the Dolomites and describing them in detail, you don't need me. But if you didn't, I have climbed some of them, believe it or not. I'm still walking in the mountains. I climbed them with scoiattoli. It's the Italian word for squirrels, and those are the experts. And actually, the first time I went up the Cinque Torre, the first time I didn't trust the scoiattoli. I had no training at all. It was a boyfriend of mine. Italian. It was making my life very risky. And it started to snow. It was in August. It started to snow, which it can. And so it's my personal adventure. But I refused to come down with the ropes, so somehow I got down. And that was the beginning of a long, long adventure with the mountains. But I wanted to say that they're an unusual shape. I spent a lot of time in the Engadina. That's in Switzerland over the border. And the mountains are different. There, the Rhetian Alps are completely different. So it's only
the mountains from this side in Trentino, they are very smiling mountains.
smiling,
you know, this is because we smile, we are smiling.
No, they're very spooky, the Dolomites. They're very ghost-like and spectral, and they come up to little tiny points. And the only place in the world that has anything like them is Cappadocia in Turkey. It has these very strange white crystalline mountains that the people made their homes in, and they make dovecotes in them. They have their own mystery and spirituality. And so do the Dolomites. They have a spirituality that the Swiss mountains don't have. So I just wanted to make that point. Maybe they get milder in the Trentino, and I will find out someday.
Thank you. Thank you.
But they are really very special mountains, and I'd like to emphasize the summer, because all the emphasis in tourism is on the winter and skiing and snowshoes and all the rest. But in the summer, you really can enjoy the wildflowers and the nature. And out of the spookiness comes something really beautiful. And
thank you very much.
Thank you. Another quick memory from Trentino. What is it? Barry, Professor Barry Goldsmith.
Quick and short.
Short, intense.
Short, intense.
Okay. Intense.
Maybe I'll say it up. Yes. I've never gone skiing, but if I did it, it would be in Trentino. My specialty is museums, art, architecture. I have a column called Been There, Haven't Done That. And I just want to say that Trentino has many sites, many palaces, many museums, and great architecture that most people pass over. The Honorable Consul General touched on two museums. And I just want to say, New York has MoMA, but Trentino has MART, MUSE, and MAG, three museums that have similar short names that are symbolic. I just want to go through. MUSE happens to be the Renzo Piano Museum. And if you look at the profile of it, it is a metaphor for the Dolomites. You can almost point out the peaks in the building and the peaks in the Dolomites. It's almost a literal interpretation. And it's one of the great science museums, along with the one in Shanghai, the Franklin Institute. It is one of the world's great science museums. Then there's MART, which is a modern art museum. And I just want to say that if you've been to Berlin and you've seen the Sony building by Hunmin Jan, the great courtyard cover, well, if you look closely at the Mark building by Mario Botta, and you look at the Sony Center in Berlin, Hunmin Jan stole from Mario Botta. And if you like palaces, there's the Buono Consiglio Palace, which was built over several different centuries, much like the Gonzaga Palace in Mantua. It's different styles over different years, very large, it's fantastic. And if you like palaces and museums, there's the Rovereto Palace, which happens to be the museum of military history with a great World War I museum. So if you like the Imperial War Museum and you like the new Alexander Palace in St. Petersburg, World War I Museum, you have to stop there. And lastly is the, okay, I promise, coming up. It's the Mad Museum. It's the Mack Museum. And it's also in a palace. It's on the top of Lake Garda. So one of the great lakes of Italy, one of the Garda, Maggiore, and Como is also in Torino. And my last line is, if Trenton, New Jersey were smart, they'd rename it Trentino, New Jersey.
Thank you very much. And because you said the Lake of Garda, I'm sure he didn't ski yet in Trentino, but because in the Lake of Garda, he is Riva del Garda and Torbole. They are very famous because of the wind, and because of the air, and because of the breeze. So he will be a champion in windsurfing, because there the champions are coming from Torbole and from Riva del Garda, right? So beautiful. Mart, I love Mart, and I love De Pero, Fortunato, because Fortunato De Pero is from there. And there is a beautiful collection. He started the Futurism collection, which is amazing. And I think he's one of the painter and one of the experiences that I love most in art. So go to Rovereto. They are lucky enough to have their office in Rovereto, because Trentino Marketing is there. And the Mart Museum, Rovereto is a small town, but beautiful and very welcoming. And this museum is amazing. It's very special. Lights coming from everywhere is beautiful, just beautiful. So we are nearly there, and just a last moment of emotions in Trentino. Get inspired. This is me and Maurizio Rossini meditating on our future. Thank you. want to say something about Trentino?
Yeah, I just want to say something that is more related to the Italian side. I mean, we do have, of course, incredible beauty here, which is, you know, not so many region could pair Trentino, but, you know, nevertheless, pretty much everything in Italy is beautiful, right? So that is a gift from Mother Nature, so there is no merit on that. There is heritage and history, of course, and once again, there is no merit on that. But there is a merit in Trentino. Trentino is in the future compared to anybody else, because they were able to combine a few marketing values which are extremely innovative nowadays, which is combining what could be defined sustainable into heritage and tradition. So, in balancing everyday life with preserving the nature around you, but also increasing the quality of life of each of us, technically speaking, is what everybody should aim to in the next life of marketing. So, my compliment to Trentino, and as a Chamber of Commerce, I try to sum it up, Trentino is how Italy could be. Thank you.
That's it there. Thank you. So, we're still in the dream, or we're looking. No, I think, you know, it's a big hope, and we all dream about that. Thank you, Alberto. Thank you very much. Any other question? Quick and intense, but very quick and very intense. With no answer. No, I'm joking.
It's not intense. I just want to know the name of the village that I did a couple of times, because I am planning my trip.
Trentino was Trentino. Do you know the name of the village? The one with the museum that you see, that one, that is the Mart Museum of Rovereto, the one very modern. Quello è Trento. This is Trento, the capital of Trentino, the one with the tower and with the piazza you're looking for. Yes. Yes, for sure. So, this time I think we're nearly there, right? I think so. So I would like to thank, first of all, our Minister Francesco Genuardi. Grazie, Signor Consul. Thank you very much. To Michele Dalla Piccola, thank you for this great opportunity. And really, I think we will miss you tomorrow, because you are very nice. And Enrico Zanoni, you have an incredible job. I can help you in tasting all the bubbles all around and selecting the best. I'm quite inexperienced. So. And then, of course, Maurizio Rossini from Trentino Marketing, and Raffaele Farella. Thank you for coming. I just to let you know that if you see them disappearing, it's because they arrived yesterday night at 7 o'clock in New York, and they have to leave at 8:30 tonight to catch a plane at 11:30, because they have an important meeting tomorrow in Italy. So I think they will deserve a rest here in New York to spend more time, but you know, thank you for coming and for making this experience very beautiful. The Italian National Tourist Office, and of course Alberto Milani, Romano Baruzzi, and Grazia Leca from the Hendrix Factory. Thank you all for making this event beautiful, and of course, to all of you for coming, because it has been not a very easy night, raining and raining and raining, and especially, last but not least, Robert Siegel, because he's a lover, an authentic lover of our land, especially of Trentino. I'd like to thank also Marco Dalla Piccola, who is involved in this venture with Robert, and Trento Doc, our assessore. Grazie for this opportunity. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.